Okay, today's daf is Kelayim daf Mem Beis, 42. As we continue here in the fourth parak of Hilchos Kelayim, Meseches Kelayim, Karachas Hakerem, two more daf here for the fourth parak of Perek Karachas Hakerem. So we're up to the Mishnah, Mem Aleph Mem Beis, as we continue with the Yesodos. Regarding definitions of kerem, the past couple of Mishnayos, we had Machlokas Bishamai Beisilo, whether one row could be a kerem, Machlokas Bishamai Beisilo, and even within what we pass in like Beisilo, it has to be two rows, what does it have to look like? So we said, Shtayim Kneged Shtayim, Yachas Yotzei Zanav. You have two and two, you have the row of the two rows next to each other, and then one sticking out, but we said in the way that we would just call it a row of three and a row of two. That's how the Zanav. Unlike the Rambam Shita, the Rambam had said that it's one in the middle, like instead of one next to one of the rows, it's in the middle as if it looks like a real tail. That was the Rambam, but we saw from the Ravya and others that that's not the accepted opinion in terms of what it looks like. Why? Because this is how, as the Gemara said yesterday, this is how the Kana'anim planted. As the Ravya said, because when you want to add on a sixth vine, you want it to be orderly and in the same rows. So if you have one in the middle, then what are you going to do with the next vine? So that was the line from yesterday, that lemeidim mina Kana'anim. We had a machloka, so that means rhetorical. How can you learn from them? You can't learn from them, or wow. No, you do learn from them. And then we had a machloka, so Yochanan and Shmuel about whether the four amos from the kerem is measured if from a diagonal way. You put you connect the rows, the row of three and the row of two diagonally, and then you have four amos from there. Or no, you pretend ki'ilu. There's a sixth vine because that's how the five are supposed to be looked at. As we saw yesterday in the Mefarshim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others, me'ikar adin a kerem is gimel keneged gimel. Two rows of three. But we allow a pitar shabal peh for the sixth vine to be missing, but we say it's ki'ilu, it's there, regarding the distance that is required. Okay, so that was some of the yisodos we had last time. So now we have, Mishnah tells us, in Alacha Hey, here, a mem alef mabez. Hanotei shura achas b'toch shalom. Shura achas b'toch shal chaveiro. Oh, what if the two rows are owned by two different people? Yeah, they're next to each other, but the two rows of vines are owned by different people. The three vine row and the two vine row. So are they mitztaref? As we will see, yes. As we will see, they are mitztaref. V'derech hayachid v'derech harabim emsa. What if you have a path in the middle that usually, as we know earlier from Daf Yud Ches, is mafsik for kilai zroim? Right, that's what we said earlier. Back in the second parak, Yud Ches Amabez, we said that you're allowed to be somech lebur ulanir ulagafa uladerech, right, to a derech. That's dalan amos wide ulageder shukavos aratvachim. So there's drachim in the middle are mafsik for kilei zrah, but for kilei akerim it's more chamor. Right, these are not mafsik. They're not mafsik. The geder and these are less than, the Marafolda says, less than 8 amos, these derech harabims. Right, these derech harabims, less than 8 amos. Again, a rishus harabim, halachigli daraisa, might be 16 amos across and have different definitions for Hilchos Shabbos. But this is just any types of paths that are less than 8 amos across, so that is not mafsik. The geder shehu namach me'asar tvachim, an offense that is less than 10 tvachim. If it's 10 tvachim, that's a mechitzas, then that's mafsik, even for kilei zroim. But if it's a fence that's less than 4 tvachim, hare elu mitztarfin. In all these cases, they are mitztarif. They are mitztarif. Gavoh me'asar tvachim in a mitztarfin. But if it's higher than 10 tvachim, then even by kilei zroim, they are not mitztarif. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, Haisa b'sada zu shura acha shel kvanim, u b'sada chaveiro shura shniya shekinegda krovala. Right, the two rows, one his friends, afal pisha mafsik b'neim. And he adds it all as one case, not all different cases. You have you and your friends' rows, and you have these things in the middle, because maybe that makes sense. Between you and your friend's field, there's going to be little paths. Afal pisha mafsik b'neim derech hayachid. Oh, derech harabim, even if they're going to be there in the middle. Oh, gather shehu namach b'yasar tfachim. That's how the Rambam reads this Mishnah. Right, it's all one case. Harei elu mitztarfim li'o shteyem kerem. They're both mitztarif. They're mitztarif to be a kerem, your friends and yours, even if you have these items in the middle. And the Rambam adds, "Vushiyeh beinayin pachat bishprona." As long as there are less than 8 amos between the two. Between the two. The Rambam adds that, like the Maharal Fulda, got that from the line of the Rambams. The Ravid is not so happy with this. The question is, what exactly was the Ravid bothered by? The Radvaz here says, Lo haisa kavadaso el lafarish, v'adoktani derech harabim lav dafka. Right, derech harabim, the Rambam is just telling us, doesn't mean like a usual rabim, like I just alluded to. V'tamahati al rabbeinu, shepirish b'mishnah, v'kfar bi'arnu, shederech hayachid, arba amos, v'derech harabim, tezayin ama. The Rambam says, in the Pirush Mishnayos here, the Radvaz points out, what a derech hayachid, derech harabim is. 8 amos, 16 amos. But what is he saying, derech harabim, 16 amos, but he says it's less than 8 amos, or else it's mafsik. V'lo haya, says the Radvaz, the Rambam maybe is not telling us that that's lemaisa for this case. V'lo haya daito lomar shetezayin lo yafsiku bein shtei ashuros, ela shemos ba'alma kamafarish. He's just explaining what those words generally mean. Derech harabim, derech hayachid, but not that is the specific shir here. And then the Radvaz quotes our Yerushalmi that we're about to have in the Gemara. Okay, so the Rambam quotes this halacha all as one case. Last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im erson milamala harelu mitzdarfos. Even though a fence of 10 tefachim high is mafsik between the rows, but if I took the vines on top of the row, on top of the wall, mechitza of 10 tefachim high, and I intertwine them, and I lean them over each other, so they are mitzdarif, even if you have a geder. 10 tefachim is not so high, right? 10 tefachim is not so high. Like this table is probably about 10 tefachim, regular table, 30 inches or so. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you put the vines over, they are mitzdarif. The Rambam has one line here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Ein halacha kareb Yehuda, which means he understands that there's a machlokas here in the Mishnah. That the Tanakama would not agree to Reb Yehuda. That even if you do bring the vines over each other, irsa milamala, so they're not mitzdarif. Maybe it's because it's still again yours and your friends. So a 10 tefach wall is a 10 tefach wall. It separates even if it's irsa milamala. The Rambam seems to say that it's a machlokes, and the Tanakama would not agree to that, and we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. We would pass it like the Tanakama that it is not mitztarif. Period. Rav Achi Boil Boi. Rav Achi asked the following question. Let's not the pliga or Rav Shimon. Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Shimon? This Rabbi Shimon we've had already once or twice in the Masechta. The source for this Rabbi Shimon, though, is later on. It's in 3 weeks from now. Exactly. 21 days. Daf Sama Gimel. Daf Sama Gimel, the Mishnah there says, remember, I take my vines and I plant them next to your Zroim. And I let my attacking vines go into the proximity of your Zroim. The Mishnah says, HaMesachich Ezgafno Al-Gabi Tvoso Shachavero. Says the Mishnah, Tadakama Ariza Kiddish V'chai Bachriyuso. That becomes Ne'asar, and I have to pay for it because I was Mazik you. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Eina Damakdish Darashino Shalom. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon is the one important for us now, Eina Damakdish Darashino Shalom. I can't aser your grain. So, says the Gemara, is that Rabbi Shimon against our Mishnah? Because what happens in our Mishnah? You have my vine combines with your vine, and then we aser the Zroim that are in proximity. So, says the Gemara, is that less how the pliga Rabbi Shimon? Is our Mishnah against Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon Amar, because Rabbi Shimon says over there, Daf Sama Gimel, Eina de Makdash Dav Shin Shalo, that you can't makdash something that is not yours. And therefore, look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. He quotes this our Mishnah. He quotes this Lakamon Perek Zion. And he quotes also says according to Yivamis, Hamasacha Gafno, Mishimado, Eina Osam Dav Shin Shalo, Vahachanami. Eich yochol gefen shel chaveiro le'esar hazra'im she'etzlo. I have one vine at the end of my property, you have one vine, and I'm going to put zra'im within dalet amos of my vine. You know, outside of six tefachim. But anyway, your kerem is combining to aser my stuff. And maybe if you would plant zra'im, so then my kerem would combine to aser yours. How is that? When we polygra b'shimen v'lo sfir le'lo hamas isen, should we say that Rabbi Shimon argues on the Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about Amachlokes. So should we say that? So the Gemara says no. Maybe not. There's two different cases. Taman over there on Tamak Gimel, Ein Adamakdash Avishin Shalo. It's a really true case of Ein Adamakdash Avishin Shalo. I have a kerem, and its tentacles are spreading to your Zroim. right? So that's Einan Demakdash. I'm the Oser, and you are the Nasar. So that can't be. That's not true. Einan Demakdash Shavu Shenu Shalom. Bram Hacha, but what's going on here? The question is, as we'll see soon, it's really two steps. Step one is, does my property and does my karam and your karam combine to, does my vine and your vine combine to be a karam? That's a halacha question. That's not asering yet. That's the question is, does it combine to be a karam? Then, once you answer that question, then there are rules about what happens to a karam. So, Reb Shimon could agree to that. Even if you say, but maybe he would say here, the two rows could be combined, could be mitzuraf. Right, their question is, are they coming to argue, can they answer the zera that's planted within proximity of them? Right, so that is a separate question, or Shimon might agree to that. Shimon might agree to that. The Tosfos Yantif here on the Mishnah has just a lashon of, it's going to answer the Zra'im, Kisha Hazra'im Haim Shelo. Three words. If the Zra'im are his. Which sounds like that the Zra'im are only Nasar, only the Zra'im of the latter planter. If you have a row of vines at the end of your property, and then I'm going to put one at the end of mine, and then I plant Zra'im in proximity, so then it's going to be Nasar, because that's I made it into a Karim. Maybe he would agree that still, if you have Zeraim there, maybe it wouldn't be Nasar. The Rosh Silio seems to say it would answer both, but that's a question about whether that's you could be medayik that that the still there is an element of Ein Adam Oser even in our Mishnah as well. But that is suggestion number one about Oser Davar Sheder Shalom. Now we have the second version. Rabbi Mana Lo Amar Kain. Rabbi Mana didn't have this version of the question. He didn't ask on from Rabbi Shimon on Daf Samach Gimel about Ein Adam Makdash Rav Shimon Shalom, but he asked from a different Rabbi Shimon, who seems to be against our Mishnah. Ella Lo Kein Amar Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zeira Rabbi Shimon Kedaite. Isn't Rabbi Shimon going Lishitaso? There's another Rabbi Shimon. We're going in a different direction, not forward to Daf Samach Gimel, but go back to Daf Yud Zayin. Go back to Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah there said, if you remember, about planting, I want to plant a row of something in order to check out the ground, to see if this would be a good investment, right? Maybe I'm not a Canaanite, as we read yesterday from the Gemara in Shabbos, and I don't know exactly which zera, which tvua would be good for this ground. So the Mishnah there says, back on Daf Yud Zayin, if I have wheat and my friend has wheat, I'm allowed to put a furrow of pishton in between, going all the way through in order to test it out, because pishton is always used for checking, and there's no marasayin there, we said. So you could put a furrow there. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echazera pishton vechad kol minim. You could put any min you want. Any min you want, because it's all there for checking. So you could put any min you want, again, between I have wheat and you have wheat, and I'm planting any min I want in between, even though it's going to really be surrounded, whatever I plant there, it's l'shem b'dika. That's why it's mutter. And Rav Shimon holds there's no marazayin there. Even though it's chavush, remember that was the lashon we used, even though it's chavush, surrounded by chitim. So the Ar Gemara says, related to that, Rav Shimon, Allah didn't Rav Shimon Rav Zeira Rav Shimon Kedaite. It doesn't Rav Shimon follow his own shita, and that is Kamad Rav Shimon Amar. Just like Rav Shimon says, also over there Daf Samach Gimel later on. Ein Adam Makdash Rav Shimon Shalom Kainu Omer. So too he said earlier on Daf Yud Zayin. Ein Adam Chovish Rav Shimon Shalom. My zera can't be asered by being surrounded by your property and my property. Right? If you have wheat and I have wheat, and I'm going to put a row in between, that's what the Mishnah said on Daf Yud Zayin. There wouldn't be a problem. So, the assumption is, wouldn't that mean that he's against our Mishnah too? Because our Mishnah is asking, right, out of the two rows of vines, do they combine? So, they shouldn't combine. Just like the two are in Chovesh, right, we said earlier in Daf Yud Zayin, the two rows, your row and my row of wheat, isn't Chovesh, doesn't surround an Aser, the row that I'm going to put in between to check. So too, in our Mishnah, shouldn't we say that they're not mitztarif to each other to create a kerem? And we give the same answer. No. Taman, over there, both on Daf Samach Gimel, and both on Daf Yud Zayin, Ein Adam Makdash Rav Shimon Shalom. It's a question of whether you're assering something in between it, directly. Ram Hacha, but over here, again, it's a two-step process. Our question is there tziruf? Shalova shal chaveiro mitztarfim lesser asem soy. Are they going to be mitztarif and combined to be a kerem? And then step two, to aser what you would plant in its proximity. So that's a separate question. And Reb Shimon could agree to that, even if he argues ein adam makdish shechovesh. In the other Mishnayos, he could still agree in our Mishnah. When we talk about asering davar she'enu shelo, it's important to remember an important piece in Reb Elchanan, in the Kovet Sa'aris, which he mentioned in various shiurim over the years, in Siman Ayin Vav. Siman Ayin Vav, Reb Elchanan, same time period, Reb Elchanan in Siman Ayin Vav discusses, based on a question about chalitza, he discusses there are two types of halachic processes. And that is one type of halachic process that create a certain result. One is where man is the oser, mamish, where the man not only does the physical action, but he creates the chalos adin through that action. A person buys something. So I give the money, and then that item status changes, and it belongs to me. I'm a kaddish woman. I'm a garish woman. Right? All of those, I'm the oser. I'm the matir. That is the hecha da chalos hadin naase mikocha adam kemo b'chol kinyanim b'kedushin b'gerushin sheha adam hu apoel es chalos hadin. Number one. But then there's number two, where man is not the oser or the matir, but man just does the physical action, and once the physical action is done, so then memela the halacha is as such, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oser. Hecha sha ma'isa ba'atzma below koacha adam. It's the action itself. Kimo, like shchita. Like, I shecht. I matir the animal. I didn't matir the animal. I created the physical reality of this animal's having its simanim cut in the proper way to create a behema shchuta. Once I created that reality, then Hashem says it's mutter. I didn't make it mutter. Hashem says it's mutter. What's the difference? He says, 10 nafkaminas. Many nafkaminas. He says, can you make it tonight? Can you make it tonight? Tomorrow, you could do that. I'm going to marry you on condition of anything. Okay, we had on condition, as long as it's a possible condition that I fulfill all the rules of conditions, right? Harei, I buy this from you, Amanas. You can make it tonight. Well, can you make it tonight on Shechita? This animal is only shechted properly, Amanas, that you pay me a lot of money, and if not, it should be usher to you. You can't do that. Or you can't make a t'nai on a chalos that you're not in charge of. Right? It's a chalos that's automatic based on the physical action that you just did. Or can you delay the chalos? Right? So you could delay it because you're in control of it. You can't delay the heter shchita. And shir bekinyano, there are other dafkaminas. Do you say, what about edim? Ein davashay rabbachas bishnayim. Rabbachanan says, two, for condition of gerushin, you need edim. And what about for a maisa znus? If a woman is mezana willingly, she's only usher to her husband if there were two edim. Ein davar she'ever pachas mishnayim? No. Maisa znus ushers willingly, automatically. Why? Because there, it's not that the woman is the oser. Once the physical act of znus baratzon takes place, then memela, she's nasar. Not based on an oser and a matir. So another nafkamina that he mentions is regarding ein adam oser davar she'enu shelo. Could somebody aser something that doesn't belong to them? So generally we say, well, what's the rule? So if I go over to your chair and bow down to your chair and it be makabalit like a god, so it's not nasar bahana to you. I didn't do any, maybe if you did an action to it, the Gemara talks about, but let's say I did, I just went over and bowed down to your chair. Ein adam oser davar she'enu shelo. But what if I take a little milk and pour it into your hot chicken soup? So, ain't other most of the Rishon Shalom, you can still eat it. No! That's a reality that's created that is now Nasar. Right? So therefore you can't compare the two cases. Whether it's, so ain't other Maktish, ain't other most of the Rishon Shalom, that's only where, I'm involved in the Isser and I'm creating. But if not, and that's what Rabbi Shimon would say, if my vines go over your stuff, right, ain't other most of the Rishon Shalom, because it's not just, that's not like Basar B'chalav. That's not just the reality that's created. No, you separate it and not. But otherwise, where do you say that? By Basar B'chalav or so, that would be more automatic. So that's always a good Rav Elchanan to remember. Again, Siman Ayin Vav in the Kovet Sa'aris, regarding our issue here that is related in our Gemara. Okay, so we continue now with the next Mishnah. Mishnah, Hanoteya Shtei Shuros. If somebody plants two rows, so we had this Mishnah alluded to earlier. I think we related to this Mishnah back in the first Mishnah of this parak. I plant two rows. So when are the, now we've established that you need two rows according to Beis Hillel, and the two rows have to look like three rows and two rows, right? You have to have two rows shnayim lined up, and one is yotzei zanav. How far or how close? How close do the two rows have to be in order to constitute a karen? How much space in between? If somebody plants two rows, it may be named Shimona Amos Leyavizer Lasham. They're within 8 amos of each other, so then they are considered a kerem, and therefore you need 4 amos away from those vines, because it's called a kerem. If they're more than 8 amos away, they're looked at as individual vines, and all you have to be is 6 tfachim away from them. Hayushalosh, but if there are 3 rows? If there are 3 rows, so then it could be even larger and still be called a kerem. Right, if there are 3 rows, im ein bein shura lachaverta sheish esrei ama, 3 rows up until 16 amos. Meaning if they're 12 amos away from each other, it's still called a karim. If you only have 2, so then they have to be within 8 amos of each other. But if you have 3, they can be within 16 amos of each other. Lo yavi zera l'sham, then as long as they're within 16 amos, then you cannot bring anything there. And that is, that's the halacha of karachas akarim. That's what we said back in the first mishnah of the parak. If you remember, back on daf lamed hey amid aleph, Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, Karachas HaKerem. Remember the clearing, you have a Kerem that fell in the middle. What are the Shear? Beis Hillel says 16 Amos. 16 Amos. Why? Because you can have 4 Amos for each side, and then 4 Amos of planting in the middle. So that's 16 Amos for each side. So this is like the Karachas HaKerem, and we had on the daf there that we related to this Mishnah. Fine. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Bishum Chananya ben Chachinai. Afilu charva ha'im sa'is. We just said if you have 3 rows, as long as they're within 16 amos, it's aser. Rav Chanina Charchinoi says, even if the middle one somehow died, now you only have the 2 outer ones. Vein b'ishur lachaver tashesh esrei ama, and they're within 16 amos, somehow of each other, well, yavi zera l'sham, you cannot plant there. She'ilu mitchila natan, even though had you planted these 2 originally, hayam otter b'shrona amos. It can be mutter being 8 amos away. Remember, that's the first rule of the Mishnah. Right? If they're 8 amos away, then there's no, they're not called a karem. So here, they are 8 amos, they're 10 amos away. But because they used to be a karem, they were planted as a karem with 3 rows, that even though the middle one is no longer there, as we had a couple of days ago, kiva dinesra nesra. Right? Once it's looked at as a karem, and you have to treat it like that, with 4 amos away, so then that's how it has to be treated. Good. Says the Mishnah. What if you have a karem again with 16 amos in between? So then you are allowed to bring, plant anything there. Okay, before the story, this Mishnah is quoted in Bava Basra on Daf Pei Gimel. The Rishonim there all talk about this Mishnah, because the Mishnah there, the Gemara there, what is it doing in Bava Basra? The Gemara there is talking about when you buy trees. When you buy trees, is the land between or around the trees, is that nikneh with the trees? So it depends on the proximity of the trees to each other, if they're too close, if they're too far. Right? That's what these middle prakim in Bava Basra are talking about. The 5th, 6th, 7th parak, all of these. So the Gemara there quotes our discussion of our Mishnah. Kerem anatua pachabidal anamos. If you have vines that are planted within 4 amos of each other, very close together, eino kerem, divrei Rabbi Shimon chamom kerem, romas em sam kilu einam. Right, the question is, are they too tzafuf? Are they too connected? Are they too dense? Or are they too limited? So there the Rishonim discuss that they are stiris. They are stiris. So just quote you two. The Rimigash. The Rimigash there in Bava Basra daf pegimel. Rimigash, we know, was early Rishon. He was a Rebbe of Maimon, the Rambam's father. He was a Rebbe of Maimon. The Rambam got a bracha when he was a little boy from the Rimigash. And he attributed a lot of his success in life in Torah to that bracha of the Rimigash. So he must have been very young, because when he got the bracha, he was like very young, 4 or 5, when the Rimigash died. Right? The Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif. And he was a Rebbe of Maimon. So he was, it was very early. The Rambam hardly quotes anybody in the Mishnah Torah. He'll quote Gaonim sometimes, but he'll quote the Rabbi Yosef Imazal quote the Rimigash a couple of times. So there, the Rimigash, we have the Rimigash on Baba Basra and Shavuos. So here he has, he quotes the Gemara there, and Baba Basra says, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Me'arba Amos HaShesh Esri Amma, between 4 and 16 Amos. Imlo Haya Beinei Melapachas Me'arba Amos, if the trees that you bought have less than 4 Amos in between them, Ritzufim Heim, Ukeitzim Damu, Ve'ein Lahem. They're too close to each other. If they're less than 4 Amos together, then there's no land that's sold. Vim Haya Beinei HaShesh Esri Amma, Mufuzarenein. And if they're more than 16 Amos away from each other, so then they're too far away from each other. They're not looked at as together. So they have to be between 4 and 16 Amos. That's what the Gemara says there in the name of Rava, in order for them to get some land in between. Right? Ve'ein v'am karka. Between 4 and 16. That's what the Gemara says there about buying land. Says the Rimigash, V'kashalon ahad de pasak Rava, de yudvav ama mifuzarin havi v'lo mitzarfin adadi. Right? Rava says if there's 16 Amos away, so then they don't combine. But one second, we learned in the Mishnah in the first parak in Shvius, right? In terms of the first two parakim of Shvius talk about Tosefa Shvius, and the Gemara says that if you have very young trees that are going to die unless you give them water, so even though there's a concept of Tosefa Shvius, you're not supposed to water the fields right before Shvius, but if they're very young and they're in proximity of each other, then you could water the entire area because of those trees. Gibli lost it to an Tov Beisa, Hare'elu Mitztarfin, V'charshin Kol Beisa B'Shvilan Ad Rosh Hashanah. And over there, if you do the math, the Rimigash says, you could have 32 Amos in between. So, why? I thought we just said here in Baba Basra, regarding Kinyanim of land and Kilayim, right, because the Gemara bases it on Kilayim, so, but there's different Shiurim. Right, yeah, they have to be within 16 Amos of each other, like our Mishnah says. So the Rimigash says there, don't compare all areas of Halacha together. Shuvasech, de lo dami, de ilo hasam le'inyin shvius, regarding Shemitah, b'meshichas hashorshin, b'karka hadavar tali. It's all about the pull of the roots. V'kimet she'in imshachem v'yonkim ha'sheish esri ama l'kol ruach, k'demavur b'perach lo yachbar, mitztarfi ha'adadi. So even though they're further away from each other for Shvius, they combine. V'nimseis osa charisha shechoresh kol beis sa'ah, shahana asa la'osan ilanos, de'ein bo makom she'ein magia mecharisha so hana lahen. Wherever you plant, if you're plowing within 16 amos of each of these trees, so that's going to help those trees. So even if they're 32 amos away, When you plow, it's going to be within 16 amos of one of them, so it's all mitzuref. Aval inyan kilayim bimaris ayin hadavar talui. V'lo b'halichas hasharshin b'karka v'ini kasan. Hilkach, right, he's relating this to maris ayin, even though we said maris ayin is more about the kilayis rhyme, kilay karen, but he's relating it. Hilkach, imay b'neim sheish esri ama, inim estarfin l'maris ayin, umutal avizer alasham, v'kiv eshe im estarfin l'maris ayin, l'hachi pasak rava l'inyan lokeach nami. I don't care about the nourishment underneath the ground. That's important for Hilchas Shvius, but not for Inyan Hilchas Kilayim. So fundamental Chilik, don't compare Hilchas Kilayim and Hilchas Kinyanim to Hilchas Shmita. That's the Rimigash. Also, the question is asked on the Rambam. The Rambam and Hilchas Kilayim, like we just mentioned, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. Go back a page of what we did before. The Rambam says, Kerem and a Geffen, the Rambam's Lashon is, V'kama yeh b'kol shura shalosh kvanim o'yeser. Right? You need three kvanim. V'amed ram murim shayah behin Geffen, kol Geffen me'ar ba'amos ha'shmona amos. The vines have to be situated between 4 and 8 amos of each other. If they're closer than that, then that's not normal. And if they're further away, like we said in our Mishnah, 8 amos away. Avam haya bein shtei ashuros shmona amos chutz b'makam akfanim atzman hara'el k'muvdalo zumizu ve'enam kerem echad ve'enam achigel shisha tvachem mikol shura. V'chinim haya bein apachas v'arba amos. If they're less than 4 amos close to each other, if they're more than 8 amos far from each other, they're not mitzarif. That's the Rambam. So I asked the Mefarshim, but if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chav Dalid, he has different rules. He has different rules in terms of buying the land in between. Right? He says there, "B'meder Amurim Shayu Shlosh Ilanos Omdim V'Chulu." They live in a triangle. Between 4 and 16 amos. So the Mefarshim asks, you know, how is that? So again, if you look in the Shlomo, Shlomo Gansfried, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we have his commentary in Baba Basra. So there, on that line of Baba Basra, he says, what are you comparing two contexts for? Just like the Rimi Gash said over there, don't compare Shemitah and Kilayim. So too, we would say, don't compare Kinyanim and Kilayim. Ubi Kilayim Pasak Arama Kuramei Reb Shimon de Bechaz Amos Hayim Ufuzarin. He quotes the Nemuki Yosef, Tzarech Lamar Deshira de Kilayim with the Kanya Einan Shavim. Right, and even though the beginning of that sugya in Baba Basra Daf Pei Gimel seems to compare them, Nehid b'tchilas asugya hishvu din kinyel kelayim avol maskana lo dami la dadi klal. Right, you don't have to compare them le maskana. So again, the different shiurim in different areas of halacha would reflect different mechayvim of the halachas. Okay, finishing up with the story. Amar Yehuda, Ma'isa b'Salmon, b'Salmon b'Echashan das Karmo sheishes riyamal sheishes riyama. A person planted his kerem in a mutter way, right? 16 amos in between. As we said, if you have more than two rows, you need 16 amos in between. But this guy, this farmer, wanted to leave half of his field fallow every year. Like some say, it's good to give your field a rest every year. So he wanted to leave half his field fallow every year and plant the other half. So what did he do? He had these vineyards. So the way, he didn't want the vineyards to be leaning over the area that he wanted to plant. He wanted to only have that leaning over the plant, the area that he wasn't going to plant. So again, if you have the picture, if you have pictures, he has different areas that he wasn't going to plant between each of the vines. Some of them each year, yes, some of them no. So what he did was, all he did was, he directed the vines and the branches of each vine to go to the area that he wasn't planting in that year. And he flipped it every year. And in that way, he was able to plant and not get anything intertwined. They said, good idea. And in that way, you flip him each year, and everything works out. Rabbi Shimon and Rameir argue, and they say, as we just saw in the Rambam, the Rambam wasn't mechalik between two and three rows. Af hanoteas karmel shmona amos mutter. They hold that even if you have more than two rows, let's say you have five rows, if they're all more than eight amos from each other, mutter. That was the Rambam Shita. The Rambam quoted that, like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, a different shear than the Tanakhama. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we'll do the last full daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim.